Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google launched its Google Earth Engine in 2010, providing free access to academic researchers and nonprofits. It's now expanded this into a commercial offering for private and government organizations. It will continue to be available at no cost for nonprofits, research, and educational uses. According to a new survey from McKinsey, 58% of U.S. workers have the option to work remotely at least one day a week, with 35% able to work remotely up to 5 days. The average remote worker spent 3 days a week at home. The top occupations for remote work came in computer and mathematics, with 89% having remote work options. Airbnb made its ban on all disruptive parties and events permanent after introducing a temporary ban as a social distancing restriction in 2020. Airbnb said it suspended accounts on 6,600 guests for violating the party ban in 2021. The company also lifted its 16-person occupancy limit it introduced in 2020. According to filings seen by Axios, on June 21st, Google submitted a filing with the Federal Election Commission that would exempt campaign emails from authorized candidate committees, political party committees, and leadership political action committees registered with the FEC from Gmail's spam detection engine. Users would receive a notification when receiving an initial email from a campaign, giving them an opportunity to opt out of subsequent messages. As of June 27th, consumers using the old Google Hangouts mobile apps will be prompted by an upgrade screen to use Google Chat. Once receiving this prompt, the classic Hangouts app will stop working, with conversations automatically migrated for most users. Google warns that some conversations may not migrate, and it will email impacted users around September 2022. Users on the Hangouts Chrome extension will be directed to Google Chat on the web, and in July, Hangouts in Gmail's web sidebar will be upgraded to Chat in Gmail. The Hangouts.google.com client will continue to work until at least October 2022 before being redirected to chat. Bloomberg sources say the crypto exchange FTX began exploring opportunities to acquire the investing app Robinhood. However, FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried denied the report, but said FTX was open to partnering with Robinhood. A Robinhood spokesperson said the company's founders control over half the shareholder voting power, and any acquisition would require their explicit approval. According to a notice seen by CNBC, Amazon will hold a second shopping event for Prime members in Q4 of this year, the first time it's split up its Prime Day sales promotion. Amazon announced it will hold its summer Prime Day event July 12th through the 13th. The Verge passed on a report from AdExchanger about a new advertising program from T-Mobile called App Insights. This program allows third-party marketers to buy T-Mobile customer data centered around what apps they use. The data is anonymized and pulled together with similar interests and behaviors. Users can download the Magenta Marketing Platform Choices app to opt out and see which companies use their data. When Apple settled its long-running legal battle with Qualcomm in 2019, its challenge on two Qualcomm patents was allowed to continue. The Patent and Trademark Office's Patent Trial and Appeals Board ruled in favor of Qualcomm, asserting the patent's validity. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit dismissed an Apple appeal, saying it lacked standing due to its settlement. Apple then took its case to the Supreme Court, but the court officially rejected Apple's appeal on the patents. Netflix's VP of Business Development for Asia-Pacific, Tony Zamskowski, said the company will continue to grow its investment in the region, including financing new productions, even as it looks to curb spending in other regions. Netflix will also seek more partnerships with wireless operators and digital payment companies in the region to grow potential customers, using lessons learned to expand in other emerging markets like Africa and Latin America. The Tagansky District Court in Moscow fined Twitch, Pinterest, and Airbnb 2 million rubles, about $37,700, and UPS 1 million rubles for refusing to store personal data on Russian users in Russia. Russia's communication regulator Roskomnadzor opened cases against the companies in late May and also has opened a case against Apple. Russia already fined Google over 15 million rubles this month for repeated failures to comply with data storage rules. HTC announced the Desire 22 Pro, a 399-pound mid-range Android phone with a 120Hz 1080p display, shipping August 1st. It offers a built-in digital wallet for managing crypto assets and comes with a free NFT. HTC also says it's the perfect companion for its announced Vive Flow VR headset, but it's not clear if there's any specific integration. Google released an update for the Pixel 3 and 3 XL to add support for VoiceOver LTE or VoLTE roaming. Google added support for this feature on newer Pixel devices earlier this month, but the Pixel 3 series received its last guaranteed update in October 2021, so it wasn't clear if the feature would be added. VoLTE roaming is needed to potentially maintain service with the shutdown of 3G networks. And finally, as part of its 50th anniversary, Atari announced a new line of XP game cartridges that work with the classic Atari 2600 console. Fans can pick up Missile Command and Adventure for $100 each. Atari plans to release 8 more titles in the XP line over the next 6 months. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.